take a breath before the season starts. Last year, we had to play Saturday, Sunday in a league game.
We did. We played a league game on your first official day of practice or whatever, and we had a game. So the odd time you need to do that just because of scheduling, and last year we had a conflict, so we had to bump it up. So this year I like it much better. You know, we have some time to work on some things. When you have a veteran team, we have 25 returnees. You know, you probably want to get started maybe a little earlier than we are, but at the same time, there's a lot of things we can work on. And like I said, I think the way the schedule lends itself right now, I really like it. You know, we start with that black gold game on October 3rd, and then we'll have Skate with the Huskies right after that. I think that's a great way to open up. And then following weekend, we have a couple games against the Canadian University, which will be good games. We'll get a lot of people involved in those games. And then, bang, we play Ferris State on the road. And so so it's nice. So we have some time where we can get in some game-like situations before we jump into an opponent like Ferris. And I know those are going to be huge games because we play them actually four times within a three-week stretch, and those are going to be huge games because Ferris has always got a pretty good team, and they'll have a good team again this year, and it's always a hard place to play. So,
well, I'm just thinking, Coach, when I saw that was our first league game weekend down there, I think back to last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, the revenge factor that you know is going to be on their mind. They did not like that fact that we won those two games.
Well, they didn't. They hadn't lost a league game in over a year at home. So when we went in there and not only won one, we won two. You know, they never quite recovered from that. I mean, they had a good team, and obviously they made it to the final five in our league. So they bounced back. But at the same time, I'm sure they'll have those games circled. And anytime you play a team, their home opener in league play, it's tough. But, I still remember that big goal David Johnston.
Oh, I mean, that little fake that he made and drew the goal.
The patience and that. Those are some of the things you can't teach a player that David had. So, but we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him and the rest of the seniors who have all gone different ways this summer and, you know, anxious to see how they do.
Some got married. Some got contracts. Some got married and contracts.
Oh, we had a little bit of everything. So, you know, Tanner, I've run in Tanner, you know, Carroll a few times. He's had a busy summer. You know, had to go to Chicago's development camp. Then he got married, and shortly thereafter, his honeymoon, he had to go over to Sweden for a week. Chicago asked him to go over to Sweden to work in a training camp like situation with some Swedish players. He's over there with one of my former players, Carl Hagman.
Oh, yeah.
Carl was on the ice with him, and Carl obviously played for me at Michigan. So Tanner went over there, and you know, Blake Hietala, he's been down in Minocqua and working at the golf course down there, and he signed a contract with Kalamazoo and
good for him.
Coast, and so he's going to give hockey a go here, and good for Blake. And you know, who would have maybe thought when he came in that he'd do what he did? And you know, we're going to miss him. He scored some timely goals for us. You know, he really did. And so he's going to play next year. Just talked to Blake Pietel, and Blake's all set. And you know, he's going to head into New Jersey a little bit early, right around September 8th, and they have a camp up in Buffalo. They play some exhibition games. All the rookies have a rookie tournament in Buffalo, New York. So New Jersey will be going up there. So Blake Pietel will be headed there. So David Johnstone, it looks like David's going to coach. He's going to get into coaching. I think he's not going to play this year. Sounds like he's just going to get into coaching a team down in the Lansing area, AAA program, and get involved with that. And then Riley Sweeney's still hoping to play this year. He's not quite sure where he's going to go. So, but you know, those are the seniors, and you know, we're going to miss them all. They all added something to our team in their own individual way, and you never can quite replace those players. So I say that in the fact that they are who they are, and there's, you know, they're you know, different in their own way. So our new guys are going to have to come in, our returning guys are going to have to pick up some of the slack, but there's a lot of openings and a lot of opportunity for guys to come in and play.
What about some of the guys that have been gone for a couple of years? You mentioned a couple that, you know, I mean, obviously Phoenix is, what's the latest on Phoenix?
Yeah, well, Phoenix got traded. So obviously, you never know. You know, I'm sure when Phoenix signed with Washington, he thought he'd be in the organization and be there for a while and get a crack to play in Washington. And here he is, just really, you know, 1 year removed from being a Tech, and he's already been traded once in his career. So he got traded to St. Louis, and I know they have a young goalie they really like there. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, there's only one net. That's what makes it so tough in a lot of goalies. So Phoenix had a real good year last year, though. And I was talking to Chris Connor, and Chris Connor played with Phoenix in Hershey. Right. And Chris had a great year. But he really enjoyed Phoenix. They roomed on the road. So here's two Tech guys rooming on the road. So, he'll have a good chance in St. Louis. They'll give him a chance. Obviously, when they trade for you, and TJ Oshie was in that trade to go into Washington. Right. So there are a lot of things going on there. So Brett Olson came up this summer, worked a summer hockey camp. He signed a new year deal with Florida. So Brett's hoping he can, you know, get in a few games there in Florida. And he had a good year in the American Hockey League. So Dennis Ricks, former player, he played last year in over in England, getting his master's degree. Now he's back in Grand Prairie, and he's going to be an assistant coach in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. So we're expecting Rixie to find a couple players for us in Alberta and keep that pipeline going. But yeah,
isn't it nice when they're smart and good hockey players?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's just nice to see them, you know, get their masters and all that stuff. I really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. You know, Rixie's a great guy, and he'll be a good coach. He's got a nice way about him. So, you know, and he obviously played a high level, so he'll be able to share some of his experience and that knowledge with the younger junior players coming up. And Brad Stebner is going to go to med school at the University of Calgary, you know, real smart guy. So, you know, played a little bit of hockey, but I always told Brad, you know, he's probably not going to make a lot of money playing hockey, but, you know, being as bright as he is and as smart as he is, he's got a real good future. And, you know, he's a father now, so he's looking to be a doctor someday. So I don't know if I'd let him touch me, but you always worry about those former players, Derek. So anyway, but yeah, lots going on with our former players, and we like to stay in touch with them. And it's good to see Scott White come up.
Always nice to see White.
Yeah, you know, I recruited Scott White here to Tech, and had the privilege of coaching him. And then, you know, he came back here as an assistant, and then coached in pro hockey, and now he's the assistant GM with the Dallas Stars, and he's done a fantastic job. He oversees the team in the American Hockey League, and they've had a real strong team the last couple of years, and good hockey guy, good person, and he's done a fantastic job. So
I always wanted to ask you about him. Somebody that does what he does obviously has an incredible keen eye for talent. I mean, you have one too. Is there something that people are just born with that you're able to, you know, I mean, he's watched a lot of hockey on the road, and we've met him a lot of times. And, you know, I always ask, you know, who do you like? And he's very vanilla with me about it, you know, but I'm sure he, you know, I mean, there's something there, obviously, with you type of people that can see that.
Well, he doesn't get too excited, so he's pretty low key, you know, but he's got a good eye for talent. And a lot of it is more than talent, you know, it's personality, character, you know, work ethic. There's a lot to go with it. So, but he's been around a while. So he's been a lot of different leagues, seen a lot of different players. So, and I think after a while, you know, you acquire, you know, a skill set to be able to see that. Not everybody does, but obviously Whitey has. And we had Cam Ellsworth back. He's done a great job at UMass Lowell. So it was great to see Cam, and he can hit a golf ball, boy. I'm telling you, if he ever gets out of the hockey business, he should get in that golf business. A good golfer. But it's nice to see Cam, and I met his wife, and for them to come, she's from here. So it's nice to see them come back. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun seeing a lot of those different people come back, and I think they really enjoyed it. And so a lot of our former guys are busy staying involved with the hockey industry.
Well, Coach, I wanted to ask a little bit about goaltending, and we've got three netminders coming in this year, you know, that are all back from last year. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the goaltending compared to how you felt last year going in?
Yeah, that's a great question, because last year I thought that was our biggest concern, is our goaltending, because, you know, Phoenix had left and, you know, played the bulk of the games and done a fantastic job. So I think just because of the not sure, you know, you're not sure how a guy's going to react to get thrown in the game. And I think that was, you know, our most pleasant surprise last year. And not that we didn't know that, you know, we had good goaltending, but you're never sure till you get in the game, and you got to get in there and stop pucks. So, so I think it's gone from, you know, maybe a position of not sure to a position of strength. I mean, I think that should be one of our strongest goaltending and defense. I mean, we lose Riley Sweeney, but we gain Dane Burks. So, yeah. And all those other guys are back for a team that was one of the top defensive teams in the country. You know, so proud of our players because they led the country in goal margin, you know, so goals for minus goals against, and we led the whole nation in that, which is really an unbelievable accomplishment. So hats off to our players, and it all starts with our goaltending and team defense, and that'll be an area of strength this year for us.
Well, how close in your mind right now going in Matt Winch's and Devin Caro is?